if Joe Biden was on his deathbed because he thinks that Donald Trump is just that destructive to our republic. And nobody does any analysis of it. They just print these headlines, aggregate them, and it's like, yeah, Cuban, anti-Trump. He is just so principled. At the same time, he's still a minority owner in this project, and he sold his baby and partnering with and trying to make a lot of money with this family who supports Trump more than anybody else in the world. And so I don't understand how you can square the two.
It's incredible because, again, I think we need to emphasize this. Ryan and I don't want to live in the world where people are constantly interrogating other people's political opinions and banning the doing of business with people on the basis of that. But Cuban, for all intents and purposes, is representing himself as somebody who would be down with that kind of mentality. On Twitter, all day, every day, he is Mr., for lack of a better term, woke, lecturing everybody on the wonders of DEI hiring. And at the same time, not really addressing how he sold the Dallas Mavericks to literally the biggest Trump backers in the world. It's really incredible how, again, Ryan and I are not that judgmental on these things, but in theory, the media tends to be, and the media is. And in this case, everybody just shrugs and they go, yeah, sure, I get it. You sold the Dallas Mavericks to the Adelsons, who, again, it's not just statistically, as Ryan says, it's not even a secret. It's they are known as the family that backs Trump. That is what they do to just the fullest degree they can do it. And that is who the Mavericks have been sold to. In theory, such a thing would cause a rebellion within the NBA and would cause all this sturm and drain as happened when there was a Republican politician who owned a WNBA team. But it doesn't seem to be the case in this instance. And there's just no real analysis of it. And there's no real questioning of how somebody can be as political. I think part of it, Ryan, is that at some level, people have internalized that Cuban's politics is fake, that he's just all about, I don't know what's getting him attention today. That's one theory I have. The other theory that I think you'll connect to Joe Burrow is that there's just been a vibe shift and people don't care as much. They don't have as much anger towards Trump for whatever reason. And we're in a lower, the temperature is lowered in our politics currently as we look down the barrel of two very old guys way past their prime, squaring off in their depressing campaigns against one another for the second time.
Yeah, and it's, that's what I was going to get to with Burrow is, so ESPN airs UFC. So UFC produces these broadcasts, which means that, like, when ESPN airs NFL and NBA or MLB or any other sport, they're putting their own announcers and producers, and they're in charge of what you see on the air. Whereas with UFC...